This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And Musa says, what's you been given? He said, Salah. He said, how many? He said, 50. 50. He said, 50. He said, go back and have it reduced. Five times Salah. Miraj, what was it initially? 50 Salahs. Imagine, 50 Salahs were given to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Messenger of Allah is happy. Look, this is the gift Allah has given to me. So the Messenger of Allah now descends down from the heavens and he comes to Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And Musa says, what's you been given? He said, Salah. He said, how many? He said, 50. 50. He said, 50. He said, go back and have it reduced. He said, my ummah was also given. He said, I'm talking from experience. My ummah was given. They couldn't manage. Go back. He goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 45. The narration mentioned it went down every time 5. So he had to go back. It goes to Musa. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. Until it's 5. And then he's coming back and Musa, he meets Musa. And Musa says, how much now? He said, 5. He said, go back. La ilaha illallah. He said, go back now. Even 5 is too much for these Muslims. 5 is too much. He said, now I feel embarrassed to go back to Allah. I feel embarrassed. What a bargain. 50 for the price of 5. That's what a believer gets. 50 for the price of 5. And this was another reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that day. That a believer will do one good action and Allah will multiply minimum by 10. Minimum by 10. And if you think of an evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not write that down. But if you think about, intend to do a good action, and you are unable to do it, Allah will still reward you for a good action. Good intention. Niyatul mu'min khayru min amalihi. That the intention of a believer is even better than his action, because sometimes you can't do the action, but at least you've intended. See, if the world intends to do good, imagine what a beautiful place this would be. You can't always do the action, but you want to do that good action. And this is why, brothers, imagine, wallahi, just imagine. We were given 50 salahs. You would finish from here, you would walk to that door and you'd be back in the wudukhana. Every half an hour, we would have to pray salah. And it is from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gave us 5 salahs. And we still find 5 difficult. Do you know why? For this, this is the simple reason. Our entire day, or should we say those who pray salah or find it difficult to pray salah, is because our salah rotates around our day. So wherever we can fit it in, we'll try to fit it in. And if you can't fit it in, then we go qadha. If you want to preserve your salah, rotate your day around your salah. Make your salah your priority and then everything else, you will preserve your salah. And if your salah is not your priority, you will see over a period of time, it will slip away.